Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. On Friday night, art and science converge at the Prove Gallery in downtown Duluth for Black Gold, Lake Sturgeon zine release and art exhibit, with a gathering and panel discussion all dedicated to the most ancient fish around, the sturgeon. The brainchild of UMD professors Rudia Nakajima and Darren Hauser, Friday's event is open to the public and a chance to pick up the zine, a one-of-a-kind zine. Hauser joins me in the studio to share more.
My name's Darren Hauser, and I'm a printmaker, so I teach in the art department, and I teach drawing as well, and some foundations courses, but my medium is lithography and screen printing primarily.
Do you have a favorite method?
Lithography. There's something really nice about drawing on the limestone and being able to do all those crazy things with making multiple prints of your drawings.
I've invited you here today because there's an exciting mesh of the arts and sciences, which, you know, sometimes come together and is always fascinating when they do. There is a reception and art exhibit at Prove Gallery. Tell us about it.
So this is a project that my colleague Ryuta Nakajima and I hatched together, where we wanted to do something that involved like some transdisciplinary activity between the arts and the sciences, and had this idea of making a zine, kind of just a fun way to get artists together, create images that are kind of unique and original, but they're all based around some theme. So we were trying to figure out how we can get artists involved with scientists and start to maybe create a space for some dialogue and discussion between the two. And so we went to Minnesota Sea Grant, talked to them, and they helped us decide on a sturgeon, so that's the theme for our show. And through that, we're able to kind of talk about the larger issue of conservation of the Great Lakes region. And the sturgeon is an interesting fish in its story in terms of it's, you know, been around for a very long time. It's a prehistoric fish, and the fishing industry and the rise of industrialization really almost brought it to the brink of extinction. And so there's been a lot of efforts to kind of bring the population back, but then it's also a pretty important fish for a lot of indigenous people and cultures, and it's kind of a unique story. We're going to have a panel discussion with various people talking about conservation, talking about sturgeon in general. So our goal is to really just create a space to foster some discussions that might not normally happen.
And a lot of fodder to think about so many different stories that follow the sturgeon, and also they're beautiful and fascinating.
They are, yeah. And that's one of the things I really like about it. We requested a lot of our artist friends and our mutual networks to make images, and so we have 42 different artistic expressions of what sturgeon are, and so they kind of run the gamut in terms of their creativity and their perspective, which is kind of cool to see all the different takes on what a sturgeon means and what it is and how it looks, because it is just it's a cool fish.
So then you get to delve into thinking of and investigating sturgeon through visual media. So where did that lead you?
I was really kind of more interested in like the conceptual side of what sturgeon represents, especially kind of looking at the Native American traditions of what the fish means. And I was really struck when researching the fish also how it's very similar to humans in a sense, in that it lives for about 100 years, and it doesn't reach sexual maturity until its teenage age. And then there's also this kind of strong tradition of it representing wisdom. And so my piece is kind of an ode to that, and it's, you know, a perspective of a sturgeon fish kind of swimming up in a way, help guide us through these changing times that we're in.
Well, I don't think of the very many animals mirroring our life cycle in that strong a way.
Right.
That's unusual.
It's very unique. I was struck by that.
Well, just a huge kudos to combining science and art.
The idea, hopefully, is that we'll be able to keep sending this show around, because I think it has a lot of interesting potential to fit with some of the Great Lakes areas.
And right. It can travel the lakes.
Yeah. That's kind of one thing that we were thinking about.
Is there a charge for the zines, and they'll be available at the show?
Yeah, there will be a small fee if you'd like to purchase a zine. You know, it's a great way to have that collection of really beautiful artwork for yourself, and you can show it to friends and family and kind of help continue this idea. The money that's raised by the zine purchase will go towards helping the exhibition go to the next place, help us fund that. Some of it goes back to the Pro, since they're supporting us in this exhibition, and they are a nonprofit organization. So that's also another benefit there.
Darren Hauser here on Radio Gallery. Black Gold Lake Sturgeon Zine Release and Art Exhibit happens Friday at 6 p.m. with a panel discussion at 7 p.m. More information at KUMD.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.